Hi, everybody. Yes, welcome. My name is Anthony Quinn, and dude, this is a rushed episode of Food Addict. This young lady's on her lunch hour. Yes, she is. She's wasting her lunch hour on a little round guy right now. Everybody. Ileana Johnston, how you doing?
Hey. I'm great. How are you, Anthony?
Dude, I'm so happy that you're blowing your lunch hour for me.
Well, I blow it on guys all the time, so Whoa. It's nothing new.
Whoa, okay. All right. So, Ileana's a up-and-coming female comedian. Obviously, female comedian, up-and-coming comedian. I see her at Liberty Live as an open mic. I see her at Rhino and stuff. And she's funny, and she's very well-liked in the comedy community.
So, thank you.
Yeah, she is. And coming from somebody who's not well-liked, trust me, you know when somebody's well-liked. No, but, so I've been asked, I hate to be Hollywood when I see people like, hey, baby, you gotta do my podcast. but I said that to Ileana the last couple times I saw her, so I just wanted to kind of like have her on and, see what's going on. So, Ileana, have you ever, like, when you were a kid or anything, your whole life, have you ever been, like, overweight at all?
I've never been overweight, no. Okay.
Well, la-dee-da. No, but and a lot of people think like this, like, oh, well, if you haven't been overweight, then it's no problem. No, but you probably had all, were you, like, really skinny?
Yeah, I think I've always been really skinny by default.
Okay, so then they tease you about being skinny then a little, right? No, like beanpole
I've or never, something? I've gotten teased about so many things, but Whoa. Never about my weight or never about how, like, I looked physically.
Okay.
So...
Oh, all right.
I mean, well, yeah, how I looked physically, but not about, like, how skinny or not skinny I was. It was about, like, other things about my body, but it was never, like,
all right, were there any, like, really, were there any really mean, funny, cool names you were called? We like to share them sometimes on this podcast because it, lightens it up, and it's some of them are really, really, some of these little bully kids are awesome writers.
I don't really agree with that, at least not in my experience. I wasn't called names. I was made fun of, but name calling.
Okay. I was more like if somebody gets a funny nickname that they don't like or something like that. Like, I remember the other day they called me Cheeseburger in school. And I actually had forgotten about this. It really was, they were fat shaming me. But I'm not fat shaming me, but it was because I was fat, but I had moved into the area. I got a lot of attention. I got a lot of friends from it. So it was actually not too bad.
Okay.
If
it helps you sleep at night.
No, I'm saying, but when I went to high school, I was like, chill out with the cheeseburger stuff. I'm trying to be a cool guy now.
Right.
But no, I share this one. I remember when I was a little kid, these little Irish brothers at a party called me, Quinny Pig. It was just one night. I was just called that one night, and they said it a billion times that night. And I mean, I honestly I wish those guys could write for me right now. So, but we all have it bad with like what we're expected to be, what we're expected to look like. And in my case, expected to act like, it can be very hard, and it can be very, very hard for women. I've had all kinds of, female comedians on this podcast that have talked about, body dysmorphia and all this stuff that, they've gone through. And, it's hard.
Yeah, definitely.
So, are you somebody who cooks? Are you a cook?
Yeah, sometimes, or if it's like easy and convenient, I do.
Maybe if easy and convenient, okay. So, well, say somebody's coming over, like a friend of yours or somebody you, you know, somebody you care about. You want to, like, make them a little something that's going to, you know, they're not expecting anything, but, you know, something that's going to make them happy, give them a little bit of comfort. What is it that you make?
Cookies.
Whoa, cookies. Do you make them or do you just buy the thing and cut them up? Tell me.
No, I bake cookies from scratch.
Whoa.
I pride myself on the from scratch baking. And yeah, if someone, I've baked for many people who I care deeply about. So yeah, that's always my go-to.
Cool. All right, cookies. What kind of cookies?
Usually chocolate chip.
Ooh.
It's simple, but a lot of people like chocolate chip cookies, so it's a pretty reliable go-to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Can't go wrong with chocolate chip cookies.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Awesome. I was going to say something else. I forgot for a second, but yeah, no. Do you bake anything else?
Brownies, a lot of different types of cookies, oatmeal cookies, maple cookies.
What's the most exotic cookie you've ever made?
I did recently. It was like a lot of different spices, like nutmeg, cinnamon, cardamom, like molasses, molasses isn't a spice, but it had like a lot of like pumpkin spice and all these like fall, like stereotypical like Starbucks drink type spices all in a cookie. And it was like an actual like recipe, but it turned out really bad.
Whoa,
it turned out horrible, but it was like one of those like cookies with like a million different, like, you know, 1/4 teaspoon of like 5 million different little spice things. And it was...
Did you throw them out or did you give them to somebody you don't like?
Well, I ate as much of them as I could, and then I kind of like let them go bad accidentally, and then I threw them out.
Okay. Alright, so what's a food that you really don't like? A food you can't stand?
I mean, I am vegetarian, so I don't eat any
meat. Okay. I was a vegetarian for many years. I was a vegan for a while too. Many years ago before the whole explosion of the vegan people.
Mm-hmm.
I was like an outcast to society when I did it.
I think vegans still are,
honestly. So, all right, so when you say you're a vegetarian, do you eat fish or no?
No.
Okay. So, but you do eat eggs and cheese?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Wow. So, all right, so this is interesting. Because I was vegetarian for a while, long time, and I do believe it's probably the way we're supposed to eat. If you look at our intestines, you know, they're really not meant for digesting meat, you know. We're really just supposed to have a little bit of fats. But do you find that people are up in your business a lot about what you eat?
Not really.
Well, you're still young. How old are you again?
I'm 24.
Okay, all right. I thought you were a little younger. Okay. All right, because like a lot of, when I was a vegetarian, I would go out to eat with people, and people would be obsessed with what I was eating. What are you gonna order? What is it that you're gonna order? And I'd be like, I don't know. We'll talk to see what happens. Do you get any of that or no for being a vegetarian?
Actually, no. Surprisingly,
that's awesome.
No. Or maybe occasionally people, like super occasionally, yeah. People say like, well, what do you get if you're like at a steak restaurant? Which is funny because it's like I would never be at a steak restaurant, but it's like if I was, it's like there's always something to find, even if it's like just French fries or something.
So
it's
you wouldn't go to a steak restaurant? You wouldn't go if somebody was like, hey,
if someone invited me, then yeah, of course I would go, but yeah. I wouldn't like go on my. It wouldn't be like my.
It's a steak restaurant. Yeah, you don't eat meat. Can I get charged $50 for some vegetables, please? All right. Wow. Yeah. No. I. You know. It's. It's hard. Have you been a vegetarian your whole life?
Since I was about 10 years old.
Oh.
I think. Okay. Yeah.
I have a son that went vegetarian about that time as well. Did your teacher show you some video that made you not want to eat meat?
You know, it's
that's what
funny.
Happened to him.
My aunt showed my dad like some documentary about like animal cruelty, and it made him like completely go on a plant-based diet.
Wow.
Which I always, it's always like in my family, it's kind of a joke because my dad will do anything that any documentary or podcast or book tells him to, no matter how stupid it is. So he, like, that's what happened for him. And then he was, like, completely vegan for several years. But now he eats meat again, which I just think it's hilarious.
Was it Earthlings? Was that the name of the thing you watched?
I don't know. He just said it was really, really disturbing. I didn't see it, though. But, I don't know what it was called.
Okay, no, it's cool. That's cool. All right. So that's what is that? That had a big part of you becoming vegetarian then, because he was vegetarian. He said no more meat for the house.
Yeah, it kind of had a strong influence on our whole family.
Well, I think honestly, it's probably gonna be a great thing for you guys, because you'll probably be a lot healthier throughout your life.
I mean, in theory, but not really true with me, because I wasn't healthy actually for a long time, and the thing is, like, I eat like a lot of sugar anyway, so like it doesn't really matter if you're
that's
vegan
terrible.
Or vegetarian
yeah.
if you
yeah.
just
yeah.
eat like 50 cookies a day, which
yeah.
is like, I don't know, I'm not really that healthy at all actually.
Just recently I stopped eating it's called the Nothing White Diet, but it's not very literal, you know. It's no white sugar, no white flour. And
mm-hmm.
it's kind of helped me, because I go places and I'm like, I can't eat candy because it's sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And it just cuts it right out. And
mm-hmm.
And I grew up with a little Italian lady who had dessert every day of her life. So after every meal as a kid, I always had like a good dessert. And it becomes
mm-hmm.
a habit. When you have a good meal,
yeah.
you want dessert.
Yeah.
And the fact of the matter is, sugar is so terrible for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really, really bad. So, all right. I mean, what I was going to say is, the thing about being a vegetarian is you have to really want to feed your body. You know,
yeah.
you have to really look and want to feed your body. And man, it feels great when you do. You know, it
mm-hmm.
feels great when you do, but it's a lot of work. I was a nutritarian for a few years recently. A nutritarian is basically really no animal protein, but a little bit of animal protein if you want. And, you know, you just eat the healthiest thing wherever you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you eat the healthiest thing you can eat. You know, you're supposed to bring your own food, but if you were somewhere and they had a little bit of chicken, you'd eat a little bit of chicken. And you
yeah.
try to eat all the vegetables and the greens and stuff like that. That's it, but you know, but eat a little bit of chicken. And I'm finding as I get older that's it. Just eat a little bit of something. I know it sounds so simple, but it's. I'm really trying to come to terms with my this podcast is called Food Addict. I'm trying to come to terms with my compulsions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you eat in the middle of the night and stuff?
Only if I'm like staying up really late. Like, I always have to eat something like before going to bed, so like if I stay up till 3 a.m then I'll probably eat something at 2 a.m
okay,
so
all right. I have a huge problem with that. I can't really keep much food in the house, because I will wake up, I get up to use the bathroom, I will get up and eat anything.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you were like, Anthony, this is my cake, nobody can eat my cake for my graduation from whatever. There's a chance I probably wouldn't eat it, but there's still a chance that you'd wake up
yeah.
and there'd be a piece out of that cake.
Yeah.
And I may not even really remember it. You know, like half remember
mm-hmm.
it, because I'm like half asleep and
mm-hmm.
just hungry, man. Just hungry. All right. But that's what I'm finding out now, is it's not really hunger. It's something else.
What is it?
It's like a compulsion, a need
yeah.
to, you know, it's a sugar addiction.
Yeah.
All right. So, candy. Talk to me about candy. You said you like sugar. It seems like you're a cookie fiend. So tell me, what's your favorite candy? Some people think it's two different things. I think it's separate. I think there's chocolate and then there's real candy, like, you know, sweet candy. What's your favorite go-to chocolate candy? Go.
Twix.
Whoa, that's a pretty strong pick. What I like about your pick is that you went right away.
Yeah, there was like, I love Twix.
There was no decision. Twix. Oh, because there's a cookie in there. She's like, I like cookies everywhere. Does your car look like a cookie? Are you wearing a cookie outfit today?
Yeah, I'm dressed as the Cookie Monster. My favorite shade of blue. Yeah.
Her shoes are cookies. She's out of her mind. All right. Okay, Twix. No, you know, I judge the picks a lot of times by how quick they come. And that was, you just went right to it. You were like, boom, uh-huh. Twix. That's it. Boom. Yeah. It's not original enough to you to get a clap out or anything, but it was still good. All right. So favorite sweet candy. I'm a big fan of like gummy bears and cinnamon bears and stuff like that. What's your favorite sweet candy? Do you like it? Do you eat it? Go.
I mean, I do like gummy bears. Maybe like the sour watermelons I really like.
Ooh, whoa. Like the straws and stuff?
Like the watermelon slice shaped. Like, it's like sour patch.
I see those. Yeah, I see those, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I'm more of like, I like a lot more chocolate stuff than like the sweet candy. Like, I'll eat it, but I prefer like.
All right, what's another one? They have no Twix. Stuff. There's no Twix in the store, which would probably next to impossible. But something happened. There's a Twix shortage. There's no Twix in the store. What do you go to then?
Kit Kats.
Whoa! Yeah. Okay.
It's like, yeah. Kit Kats.
I like Kit Kats. Like some of the other versions. I know like everything about candy. I like some of the other versions of Kit Kats too. Like sometimes they come out with like a dark chocolate strawberry.
Yeah.
Or they have like a pretty good chocolate mint Kit Kat.
Yes. Yeah, I like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Kit Kat's pretty reliable. All right, you're an all-American girl. She likes Twix and Kit Kats, boy. she makes a good cookie. Oh, man. All right. Okay. So, did I ask you, what's a vegetable? So, you said you're a vegetable. I don't know if you, what's one vegetable, even though you're vegetarian, like, you don't eat meat. But what's a food that you can eat that totally grosses you out? But everyone else loves it, but it grosses you out and you can't eat it. Is there anything?
Everyone else loves it. I'm sure there's...
Are you like a Brussels sprout fan? A lot of people don't like Brussels sprouts.
Oh, yeah. I don't like Brussels sprouts. Like, I always try to like them, but I can never like them. Yeah, so, I don't like Brussels sprouts. So
are you a picky eater? Would you? I have a picky eater test.
I am a picky eater. Yeah.
Okay. You want to take the picky eater test real quick? All right.
Sure. But I'll tell you. I just thought of another answer to your question. Like, one food that I actually don't like at all that a lot of people like is mac and cheese.
Well, yeah, you're a picky eater. I don't even have to. The test is really only two questions. Do you like mayonnaise?
Mayonnaise? No.
Of course not. And do you like sour cream?
I don't dislike it. I just never have it. But I don't particularly dislike it.
But the mac and cheese thing, the statement you made about mac and cheese. Boop, 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 boop. We have a picky eater, folks. We have a picky eater. All right. You'll get a clap out for that. You'll get a clap out for being a picky eater.
Okay.
A lot of times with picky eaters, it's about texture, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's about the texture of something. Do you like avocado?
I do like avocado. Okay. I think for me, though, it's more like I just don't like the creaminess of the mac and cheese. Like, if something's too creamy...
But avocado can be nasty sometimes, can it? No?
What?
Like, avocado can be, like, creamy and slimy sometimes, right?
Yeah, that is true. But, like guacamole is fine, though, if it's, like, you know, there's enough salt and pepper. But, like, I don't know, like, I don't like cream cheese or, like, mayonnaise or mac and cheese. If it's just, yeah, if it's, or, like, even coffee with too much milk or, like, too much cream, I can't do it. So that's, I think that's part of it for me.
Okay. Yeah, all right. All right. Okay, so we're gonna move to the fun part of the show. That was me grilling you. Do you feel grilled? Do you feel like a piece of chicken right now?
Yes.
Did I leave marks on you? All right. Okay, so I have bad... Actually, I'm sorry you're on your lunch break, but I have bad news for you.
It's okay. I can take it.
I can take it. Hold on to the chair. You're all of a sudden, you're on a desert island. You show up, you're on a deserted island, desert island. People have argued with me, but it's not a desert island. It's okay, deserted island, okay? You can't see anybody. There's nobody around. You know, the logistics of what the hell's going on, you don't even know. All of a sudden, you see a genie. The genie says to you, hi, you know, I'm actually not going to go into speaking like the genie, but he says, I'm going to offer you one meal a day.
Uh-huh.
I might change this question to a week. Right now, you're one meal a day, but it's got to be the same exact thing.
Uh-huh.
And I don't, this might not be too hard for you because it doesn't seem like you like food that much. Some people are like, oh, this is a crazy question. So one meal a day has got to be the same exact thing. What do you pick, go?
Well, I think it should be something, like, really healthy because I'm on a deserted island. So, I would...
Okay, go ahead.
I would say something like a egg, cheese, hash brown, spinach, onion, tomato, some other healthy stuff in there, like, sandwich. So, where it's, like, super nutritious, super filling, and, like... has a lot of, like, different nutrients in it. Wow. I'm thinking, like strategically so I survive.
Whoa!
But it's also something I like sandwiches like that, so.
Okay, so I was ready to give you the first wah-wah I ever gave anybody. I thought you were going to say salad. I'm sorry I judged you.
No.
I was good. I was ready. I had my wah-wah. Had that all ready. I had it all ready. But then what you did was you went from that to a clap. Yeah. Because, and especially what you just said at the end was you'd want to get stuff that you liked that would comfort you on some level. Right?
Yeah.
Like, you'd want to get stuff that you were looking forward to. Well, at least I have my egg sandwich. That's great. That sounds delicious. Like some kind of crazy multigrain bread. Like, you know, some kind of multigrain sourdough with, like, egg and all this kind of stuff. Something like that, right? The genie's going to probe your brain. It's going to be instantaneous. Don't worry about it. And he's going to find exactly what you like the most. So whatever you order is going to be the what you would like the most in the best situation.
Okay.
So, all right. So, soft drink on that island, what is it that you get?
Well, can I say water or is that going to be bad?
Oh, you cannot say water.
Okay.
I'm reprimanding you on my podcast. You made me reprimand you on your podcast, Ileana. Come on.
Okay. An iced caramel latte.
Whoa, I like it. I like it. And you know you can, like, get some coconuts down from the tree, right? It could be an iced caramel coconut latte. Yeah.
That sounds really good.
Yeah, you're thinking now, darling. You're thinking now. You're doing well. We're going to forget you said water. See how forgiving I am? I clapped you out even though you originally said water. All right. So here we go. This is the last question. I think I know what this question is going to be. I think everybody listening to this podcast right now knows what this answer is going to be. But you get one dessert on this island. What is it that you get? Go.
Okay. A hot brownie with a scoop of vanilla ice cream.
Whoa, that is We have to clap that out because that is... The thing is, we always have to keep in mind that the genie's going to give you the best version of it. So the best hot brownie with the best ice cream and all that kind of stuff, that's a really good pick. I thought you were going to say your cookies.
I do love cookies, but like my favorite dessert ever is like a warmed up brownie with ice cream. It's just the best.
That's awesome. Roro, you know Roro Antonucci? You know her?
No.
She's this little Italian lady. She does comedy and stuff. She actually picked her own cookies.
Nice.
She would ask the genie for her own fucking cookies. She's like, you're out of your fucking mind. You have problems. There's probably bodies in her crawl space. Oh, so I goes and gives them some cookies every night. Here's some cookies. All right. Okay. All right. No, that was a good pick. You did pretty well on that. You did pretty. You honestly, for a picky eater, you did freaking great. You know, you picked good picks, and the your caramel latte goes so good with the dessert too.
Yeah.
You know, it's so good with dessert. Okay. All right. So, would you? Okay. Let me ask you this: would you? You think you'd be the kind of? I think honestly, I think you're a hut builder. Would you be? Would you build a hut? You think?
Or I mean, if I could, yeah, I would try to figure it out.
Like, would you just be like, look for a cave, maybe hang under a tree sometimes, build like a crappy lean-to or something? Or are you going to try to build like a hut?
I would probably look for a cave or something first.
Well, as
I would try to look for an easier option, and then if I like had to build a hut, then I would try to, but I honestly have no idea.
Can you do stuff like that? Can you think you could build stuff? Are you mechanically inclined at all?
I can build stuff if there's instructions.
Are you mechanically inclined at all, though? You think, I mean, there's nothing there.
Yeah,
you're
not
going to have anywhere to go, nothing to do. It's just going to be you and some bamboo.
I am mechanically inclined.
Okay. Yeah. So I think you'd build a nice hut. And, all right. Okay, cool. All right, so I got good news for you. Are you ready for the good news?
I'm ready for the good news.
Sometimes this isn't such good news. You got rescued, yeah. Some people are like, no, I was having fun on the island, man. They get like filet mignon. They're like, what? I was eating filet mignon every night. So you're home. You're home, and everything's cool. Like, you know, you're whatever's whatever. Everybody's happy, you're happy. What's one place that you thought of when you were a kid? Not when you were a kid, when you were on the island. A place that like you really gives you comfort, like a restaurant. A restaurant, some place to go eat, maybe you go on your birthday, places you've gone. Not somewhere like far away, some place you can go that you go to or you have gone to or that really makes some place you were thinking about when you were on the island.
Yeah, well, there's a Thai restaurant, like, really close to where I work that I really like, and I go there about once a week.
Oh, so. Okay. All right, that's a good answer. I love Thai food. What do you get? What kind of Thai food do you get? What's your favorite?
I get the fried rice with vegetables.
Oh, which fried rice? Just the regular fried rice?
Yeah, it's just, like, fried rice with egg and, like, carrots and cauliflower and like I guess spinach or I don't know there's some green leafy thing in there. I don't know if it's spinach or something else.
Might be basil, probably maybe basil.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, and like peppers and stuff. It's good.
You're making me so hungry now. Yeah, I usually get the basil fried rice, or I'll get the brown fried rice. But I'll get either the basil or the green curry. The green curry is a little spicy. Do you like spicy?
No.
Oh, man.
I mean, if I can, I don't mind like a little bit of spice.
Sorry, our alarm went off again, our picky eater alarm.
It's like, I like spice, but if it's too spicy, then I don't like it just because it's too painful. But like, if I can take the spice, then I like it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, spice is one of those things, like, the more you eat it, the more you can take.
Yeah.
If you never had anything spicy, then you eat it, then it's very, you know, it's tough for you.
Yeah.
But Thai food is the best because most of the time, if you go to a good Thai restaurant, they're not using MSG. They're cooking everything fresh. And it's expensive. It'll cost you twice as much as Chinese food, but it's awesome. And there is a Thai place so close to my house. It's ridiculous. And you're making me, I think, have to go get lunch there now. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. All right. Okay, so I think that's it. What are we at here? 30. Okay. All right, so let me ask you this. You have any stories about what's like the worst service you ever got in a restaurant?
Oh. My sister and I went to this Italian restaurant in Manhattan about a month ago, and
recent, awesome, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't really care about service in restaurants that much. Like, as long as I'm not waiting a million years, then I don't really care about service that much. But my sister really, really was bothered by this. We had a waitress who just seemed like she hated her life, and she was just basically we had to say can we order now? Like, we had to kind of prompt her to do her job, and like when we asked for the drink menu, she just plopped it on the opposite side of the table. Like, she didn't even give it to us. Like, she didn't make eye contact with us when we were talking to her. I don't know, it just seemed like she really didn't care about us having a good experience. And she would just, avoid our table. I don't know. It was weird. It was like she just really, 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 really didn't want to do her job.
Does your sister... Yeah, okay, well...
What?
Did your sister, was your sister ready to, call the manager or anything?
Almost. My sister... Yeah, she was pretty pissed.
Is it your older sister?
She's my younger sister.
Whoa, so you were in charge. You were in charge.
She was in charge in that moment. Yeah.
Calm down, sis. I'm in hospitality, and it's hard. We get busy, but there's always a nice way to say it. You know,
yeah.
If somebody, it's one thing for somebody to think, oh man, the service isn't great, but they shouldn't think you're miserable too.
Yeah, I mean, and it wasn't even busy at all. Like, the restaurant was practically empty.
And it sucks.
It was strange.
It sucks when who knows what that person was going through. The restaurant business is so tough. People treat you like shit. The cooks are crazy. The managers are crazy. The people that work, I mean, it's a very, very interesting job. But the bottom line is, you're there to make money. That chick should have been looking to get tipped by you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I would have been spooning with you guys in the booth.
Yeah.
I would have been like, I'm so sorry, our chef. I'll go check your tire pressure on your car to make sure you're okay. I have people constantly leaving reviews on the Hyatt website about me. Literally, the other day they were like, your hotel's noisy, too expensive, the rooms are paper thin. But Anthony was great. I said to my boss, I go, dude, they don't even like your hotel and they like me.
Well, that's good. I mean, that says something good for you. That's
it is what it is. You know, I've learned that we really just have to take every, no matter what happens every day, you have to just try to, you know, be in the best form, stay positive, and try not to let anything affect you, good or bad. Cause I'm a broken man, Ileana. Okay, a compliment can do worse for me sometimes than an insult. All right.
Really?
Yeah. Just call me an asshole when you see me. Don't say anything good. Just throw water in my face and walk away from me. It will be fine.
Okay.
No. You know, it's just like we have. You know, your mind starts roaming. I drink a lot of coffee sometimes. I smoke weed. And, you know, sometimes you just start thinking too much into things. And personally, and with the food, too, you start thinking. It's hard not to think, though, because there's a pizza commercial everywhere you go.
Yeah.
You're literally filling your gas up in your car, and there's a pizza commercial on the TV.
Yeah.
You know, do you like Pizza Hut?
I don't like Pizza Hut, but I love pizza.
Okay. Good. Good.
Don't... I don't like Pizza Hut, but I like Pizza House.
Whoa, yeah. Where's Pizza House?
I just made it up.
I just made it up. I'm starting a new chain of fast food pizza called Pizza House. No, you know what? I'm not, you know, my name's Anthony. Forget about it. I know what good pizza is, but, you know, Pizza Hut stays open till midnight, and it's like 0.3 miles away from my house. And it's really something I struggle with. Because if I don't eat enough, I'm telling myself, you're going to Pizza Hut. And the way Pizza Hut or Domino's, you can order until 11:59.
Oh, wow.
You know, they stay open. Really, they're open until, you know, after that. But you can order. If you call a pizza place that's closed at 10, if you call them at 9:15, they're probably not going to answer. I mean, that's the world we live in now. It's hard. It's hard. So, all right. Listen, thank you so much. Did you have fun?
Yeah, this was great. Thank you.
All right. So tell people where they can go and find your stuff. Where they can go and find out where you're going to be performing and stuff like that.
Yeah, so all the information about shows and stuff, as well as clips of my stand-up, you can find on my Instagram, Eliana_Johnston_.
Whoa, it's a lot of underscores. Let me tell you. Do it, do it. This woman deserves as many underscores as she wants. Absolutely. All right, so dude, you have to go back to work, and I really appreciate you making time for me. It really means a lot to me.
Yeah, this was great. Thanks for having me.
All right, we'll have you on the other one where we talk about even crazier stuff.
Okay.
All right, awesome. We'll talk to you soon. Be good, okay? Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks, you too.
Cheers.
Cheers.
All right, everybody. Yes, she had to go back to work at 1:50, and it's 1:47. We did it. We're late to everything, and we've really failed in life, but we got her back to work, people. Yeah. My name is Anthony Quinn, and I did not fail in life. This is what I've always meant to do. Please support me any way you can. Cheers.